Former New Jerseyan Randy Altshuler made his mark in business and wanted to do the same in Congress, so he moved to Suffolk County. Former Manhattan prosecutor George Demos worked for the SEC and wanted to run for Congress, so in 2009 he moved to Suffolk County. What is it about Suffolk that makes it so appealing to congressional hopefuls?
Well, it's one of the most competitive districts in New York, and frankly, it's one of the most competitive districts in the whole country.
Kyle Condig is a political analyst for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. He says redistricting has whittled down the number of swing districts in the country. It's even worse in Democrat-saturated New York. But Suffolk is an outlier. It's almost perfectly divided.
If you're a Republican who wants to go to the House and you're in the greater New York area, this certainly is a district that might be attractive to you.
Demos' campaign is quick to point out that he is not a carpetbagger and does have long ties to Suffolk. His parents have a summer home on Shelter Island where Demos registered to vote nearly 20 years ago. He was an altar boy in Southampton and interned with the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. But that said, his campaign filings showed decidedly lackluster support from within Suffolk for his candidacy. Not that it matters much. Demos is mostly self-funding his campaign. Which brings up another new trend. This is the third time someone running in the district doesn't need the financial support of the people he hopes to represent. Political strategists say that's because modern congressional campaigns cost several million dollars. Someone who doesn't need to fundraise for that has the advantage. Charles Lane, WSHU News.